Cavalera, your Wednesday, September 2nd briefing. No new patch to dig into today, but the community is more than making up for it in volume. A Squadron 42 rumor is setting Spectrum on fire, and a coin case is splitting the subscriber base down the middle. Plenty to work with. Let's go. On the game side, nothing to report on the patch front. The Live build is still sitting on Alpha 4.10, and the hotfix channel has been quiet for several days now. CIG did drop their September subscriber program, though. On the menu, a coin case for home display, a weapon rack, and a spotlight on the Freelancer Max and the Hull B. Nothing outrageous on paper, except part of the community immediately drew the connection to another coin case handed out just a few days earlier. On Reddit, one player sums up the mood pretty well, grumbling about receiving, and I quote, "yet another coin case." The same skepticism is showing up on Spectrum, where a thread is flat out asking whether this month's rewards actually deliver on their promises. Now let's talk about the topic eating up the most real estate today, with zero official confirmation behind it, Squadron 42. A Spectrum thread floats the idea that the game is actually finished internally, which would free up the teams to focus on Star Citizen. It's pure player speculation, nothing more, but it's had offspring. Other threads are branching off directly from it, a request to CIG for a trailer, predictions of a November release, and even hopes of seeing the game show up at the Game Awards in December. One more measured voice does pump the brakes a little, reminding everyone that Squadron 42 needs to succeed, but that we should be realistic about what success might actually look like. Bottom line, all speculation, but it's taking up a solid chunk of the forum. Combat is generating noise, too. The Mendo Ren boss from the Siege of Orison keeps annoying players, with one describing his resistance as more bullet sponge than actual challenge. The super heavy armor isn't winning fans either. One player notes it feels, quote, "neither super nor heavy," despite the name. And space dog fighting is getting called a jitter-aiming minigame by another post, proof that combat, on the ground and in space alike, remains a sensitive subject. There's also this underlying tension in how players feel about the studio right now. A thread titled, roughly, "Time to Walk the Talk," is pulling in over 100 upvotes. Other posts talk about needing answers, or simply say they're ready for some good news. It's not outright anger, more like patience that's been compressing for a while. On the funding side, the total just crossed the $1 billion mark, and one player is wondering whether that symbolic milestone might warrant some kind of gesture from CIG. Two concrete stories on Reddit worth bringing up. First, a player loses around 700,000 credits in one shot thanks to an autosave bug on a Hermes. The ship and its entire cargo just vanish. Second, the loot pass from patch 4.10, which was supposed to rework crates and weapon caches across the persistent universe, is getting its first side-eye. One player says they swept through multiple bunkers in Stanton and Pyro without noticing any difference. Just one account, but the kind of gap between patch notes and lived experience that's worth keeping an eye on over the next few days. Still on Reddit, a thread is circulating quotes attributed to a CIG developer about a dedicated ground combat working group, apparently active for several years and set to be relaunched soon. We can't verify exactly what was said, so the usual grain of salt applies. A warmer note, too. A backer who's been around since the very first Kickstarter in 2012 shares a heartfelt reflection on more than a decade alongside the project. On the flip side, a newcomer wonders if the community is really as welcoming as people claim before taking the plunge, and gets a wave of encouraging replies. There's also a photo taken at CitizenCon, sparking speculation about a mysterious structure in the background at Nyx, and one happy player finally getting to store their pistols and multi-tools on the new display racks. The Ship Showdown 2956 is heading into its final stretch. The Perseus is leading the M80 by more than 12,000 votes, with a few hours left before polls close, though nothing is official just yet. Another bracket is rallying votes for the Ironclad Assault, with one player wondering, while they're at it, how it handles an atmosphere. The verse by the numbers to wrap up, $216,000 raised yesterday, bringing the grand total past $1.041 billion. That was Cavalera. See you tomorrow, and fly safe. Or don't.